Georgia Health News reports the fines are for excessive readmission of patients within 30 days of discharge. However, Kevin Bloy says medical facilities are sometimes unfairly blamed for the return patient visits. Bloy is a spokesman for the Georgia Hospital Association.
A hospital doesn't have control over what happens to a patient once that patient is home and fails to take his medication or fails to follow doctor's orders or things like that, and they end up in the hospital, and guess who's at fault? According to the federal government, it's the hospitals.
Bill Rencher with Georgia Watch says hospitals should try to develop partnerships with community organizations post-discharge,
so that those issues can be treated in an outpatient setting or by perhaps maybe a visit from a nurse. And that would be much less expensive than that person coming back to the hospital needlessly.
Bloy says 34 of Georgia's hospitals weren't penalized this year and that overall the state fares well compared to the national average.
It's something that Georgia hospitals are tuned into and are making tremendous strides in reducing readmission.
Georgia Health News says the list of hospitals fined includes some in Metro Atlanta and others throughout the state. John Lawrence, WABE News.